We're doing the Navi Zechariah. We're up to what's called the 11th chapter. And the Navi is taking us now for an interesting ride. The Navi says,
Petach Levanon, Dilatecha, V'tochahaleish, Ba'arazecham.
And it's interesting. Ordinarily, Levanon means the Beit HaMikdash. The Targum learns that this whole prophecy is about the nations. It's not about us. Petach Levanon Latecha, let the nations open their gates. V'tochal Esh Ba'arazecha, and let a fire consume their cedar trees, their leaders, their strength, and so on in the prophecy. Chazal didn't learn that way. It's interesting where the Targum, why the Targum learned that way. Chazal learned it's talking about the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash is called Levanon, the Gemara says, because it is Malbin Avonotem Shel Yisrael, because it whitens our sins. And Chazal learned that it's talking about the destruction of the Second Temple. Josephus records, it's recorded in the Gemara, but even in the non-Jewish history book, Josephus was a Jew, but his history book wasn't such a Jewish work. So even in the history book, he records the following miracle, that a few years prior to the destruction of the Second Temple, the gates of the temple opened and they couldn't close them. So everyone thought it was a good sign, and the rabbi said, no, it's a bad sign. It's this pasuk. Petach Levanon Dlatecha. Let the temple open its gates, V'tochal Esh Ba'arazecha, and let the fire come in and destroy the cedar trees. Let the fire come in and destroy it. And the rabbis saw it as a premonition of the destruction that was coming. Heileil b'rosh kinaf al erez asher adirim shudadu. The Navi is talking between the trees, so to speak. The trees each represent the different leaders. Heileil b'rosh, the b'rosh tree, the tall b'rosh tree, it will wail like yilala. He will wail when he will see kinaf al erez, that the cedar tree fell down, that the wind knocked it down, so he knows that he doesn't stand the chance. And that's a reference to the people. When they'll see the leaders fall, they'll wail because they'll realize that now they don't stand the chance. Asher adirim shudadu, as they see that the powerful ones are plundered, that's when they'll wail, because they'll say, okay, we're next.
Heililu alonei vashan ki arad yar habatzir.
You, the alon trees of the Bashan territory is, that's the territory aligning the Jordan. So you great alonim, which are also tall trees that grow in the Bashan, so you also have to wail. Heililu alonei Bashan. Because you see that the forest that was so strong, batzir is like the word mivtzar, the fortified forest has been knocked down. So if that forest being knocked down, so you guys have to worry too. So the Navi is using poetic form to speak about how different trees see the other trees fall, so they know they're next in line.
Kol yilalat haroim kishudedah adartam.
The Navi says, you'll hear the shepherds wailing because they'll see their strength being plundered as they see their trees, which they ordinarily use to take cover under those trees. They'll wail because they'll realize that they don't stand a chance. And the same thing is the leaders, when they see that their people are being knocked down, the leaders will see they don't have an army, they don't stand a chance. Kol yililat haroim, I hear the voice of the shepherds wailing, which is the leaders, the kings. Kishu deda adartam, because their glory, their strength has been plundered.
Kol shagat kefirim kishudad geon hayardin.
I hear the voice of the lions wailing. Young lions are called kfirim. There are 10 names for a lion. A young lion is called a kfir.
Kol sha'agat kfirim,
I hear the young lions, they're wailing. Kishudad Geon HaYarden, because the glory of the Jordan, the around the Jordan, you had areas which were fertile, and the lions could lie there and wait for other animals to come eat, and they could lie peacefully and know they're going to have their prey. But once that's destroyed, so the lions realize they have no place to go. Now, at this point, Rashi brings Chazal's interpretation that Petach Levanon Dlatecha is talking about the destruction of the Second Temple. And Rashi quotes that it was 40 years before the destruction of the Second Temple that the doors of the Temple opened up. And Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai wailed at them. And he said, why are you scaring yourself, you holy temple? I know you're ultimately going to be destroyed. This is the prophecy of Zechariah ben Iddo. So that's what the Gemara quotes. And Josephus also quotes. Josephus quotes there were different miracles that they witnessed as the destruction was coming.
Does he actually relate them as miracles? He refers them as miracles?
I think so. He says they were unnatural events. I'm reading translations, so it's hard to know what he said, what they're translating.
Well, this is actually taken from his sources as well.
No. Even the Rashi sometimes quotes from Yosifun, no, this is a Gemara.
Okay.
Ko'amar Adonai Elohai re'ei et tzon ha'arega. Hashem commanded that re'ei, you should graze the sheep, the sheep that's ultimately going to be slaughtered. The sheep is standing to be slaughtered, and nonetheless, shepherd them as you know that there's no future for them. Asher koneihen yahargun v'lo yeshamu u'mochereihen yomar Baruch Adonai Ya'ashir v'ro'eihem lo yachmol aleihem. Asher koneihen, that the one who purchased these sheep, he slaughters them to eat them. Asher koneihen yahargun v'lo yeshamu, and they've done nothing wrong, even though they're harming themselves. But that's what they bought the sheep for. They're not fit to be brought up. These are sheep that you bought knowing full well you wouldn't be able to shepherd them long term. You're going to eat them. Umochorehen yomar, the one who sells these sheep says, Baruch Hashem, thank God I got rid of them. These are sheep that I had no hope. I couldn't get good wool out of them. I couldn't get good milk out of them. So I'm happy I got rid of them. Yashir. So now I could get wealthy. Now I have money, I could get wealthy, because these sheep wouldn't have brought me any blessings. And even their shepherd doesn't care about them, because he says they're no help. And that's how the Navi is talking about Am Yisrael. He's saying, you're people like these sheep. Of course I'm sending the destruction on the people, because they're like sheep that have brought no blessing. Here I have my mitzvot. I've asked you to go in line with the mitzvot, and you haven't. And it's reached a point where you're like these sheep, where, okay, good riddance. No, it's a Creek Tiv. It says Vashir, and it's a Creek Tiv that should be read as Yashir. You're right. I misread it. It's a Vashir. You're right. The Creek Tiv is without the Aleph. The Aleph is an extra Aleph. Vashir. I misread it. You're right. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Hashem says, I won't have any more mercy on the people of the land. The people towards the destruction of the Second Temple, Hashem says, again, this is the Navi Zechariah, who's prophesizing in the beginning of the Second Temple. So what's he talking about? He's talking about the ultimate destruction of the second temple. Hashem says, I'll have no mercy on them. And I will prepare them, so to speak. I will set them up. Each one will fall at their friend's hands, which is really what happened. You had inner fighting towards the destruction of the second temple. You had the Sakarikin, you had all kinds of ruffians who were trying to take control of Jerusalem. And the Josephus says that we didn't stand a chance against the Romans. But he also says that the Romans had a very hard time taking down our fortifications, even though we didn't have a trained army, because we hadn't fought wars all the time. We were constantly under other people's rule. From the time of the building of the Second Temple, we went from the Persians to the Greeks to the Romans. We went from hand to hand. Each empire that came up took over. But nonetheless, the fortifications were very powerful. The fortifications of the cities, and what really brought us down in Jerusalem was the inner fighting. Chazal say that we could have lasted for 21 years. We had enough food. But the ruffians inside Jerusalem, they burnt down the food, and then we couldn't last. Then people died of hunger. They wanted to force us to fight the Romans.
And then, if I'm correct, we could have fought them if we had been united.
So Josephus claims not. Josephus says we weren't trained. We didn't know how to fight a war. Josephus says the Romans had an organized army, and we didn't. And the truth is that in some of the Rishonim, it says that even the successes of the Hashmonaim was in part because they made a treaty with the Romans, meaning they overthrew the Greeks, but that's they had a pact with the Romans. That's how they did it.
What does that mean? What does that help the pact that they send over soldiers?
And that's what it seems like. Yeah, we saw it in the Raivin. Arrived in the Sefer Kabbalah, in the Meiri. What?
They just went from one hand to the other.
Oh, so then basically, yeah. Even though with the Romans they had an agreement that we weren't, technically we weren't so subservient to them. They were involved in deciding who would be king here. We had loyalties to them. Ultimately, it didn't last.
Invited the Romans in, and that's how they ended up.
Right, right. When there was inner fighting, so they turned to the Romans to settle the disputes, who would be king?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the Navi says, "V'nei anochim mamtzit adam ish biyad re'ehu." People will fall at the hands of their friends, uviyad malko, and in the hands of their kings, which is what happened. The kings destroyed their own territories. You read the book of Josephus, you see. Now, the Jewish kings, anytime they thought someone was trying to rebel against them, they'd kill out a whole town. They didn't care. So they weren't really Jewish. They were the family of Herod. But at the end of the day, this is what happened. We were given in the hands, ish biyad re'ehu v'yad malko. People fell in the hands of their friends. People fell in the hands of their king. V'chitetu et ha'aretz v'lo atzil mi'adam. And they will break and destroy the land, and I won't save you from their hands. So at the beginning of the second temple, the Navi forewarns that this is where we're headed. Va'er'eh etzon ha'riga lachen aniyei hatzon. And so the Navi says, this is what I've done. Hashem told me, shepherd these sheep, even though they're headed for slaughter. So I've shepherded them. I've shepherded them, v'lachen aniyei atzon, and because they're so impoverished, that's why I have mercy over them, because I know where they're headed. Va'ekach li shenei maklot. So I took two sticks in order to shepherd the sheep. Le'achad karati noam, ul'achad karati chovelim, va'ereh et hatzon. And I shepherded them with my two staffs. One of them I called Noam, because it was a pleasant stick, and even if I prodded the sheep with that stick, it wouldn't hurt them. And the other one I called chovelim, because that was a stick that would hurt them anytime I pushed them with that stick. Va'ereh, with these two sticks, I shepherded my sheep. One time I used this stick, one time I used that stick. And this is a reference to the Hasmonean kingdom. that you had both types of rulership. Originally, you had the sons of Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Yonatan, Yehuda, and Shimon, and they did things binoam. They shepherded the sheep with pleasantness, and they were right. And afterwards, their children became wicked. And then you have the remaining history of the Second Temple, the last 150 years, where you have children trying to kill their brothers in order to get the throne, trying to kill the father kills the kids, and this is how it goes back and forth until finally there's the destruction of the temple. V'achid et shaloshet haroim b'yerach echad v'atitzar nafshi barim v'gam nafsham b'chalavi. Here, okay, I think we'll pick up with this pasuk next week.